We're going to bring in Mary Beth Knapp from the Humane Society of York County. Good morning to you, Mary Beth.
Good morning and happy Monday. What a beautiful Monday morning it is.
And it's crisp, and we've got a little bit of cold in the air. Our puppies and kittens, especially our puppies, they love this kind of weather. They get frisky, don't they?
Oh, they sure do. It just is. It puts an added step in your little walk. It's awesome. Well, we've got some beauties to talk about today. Did you see the pictures?
Yes, we did.
Sophia the First.
Oh, is she not adorable? And I love showing a progression picture from this to this.
Yeah.
Because when she came into our facility, she was so inflamed because she had a horrible flea allergy. And she just could hardly be touched. She was just in so much pain.
Mm.
And now she is just beautiful, and it just shows you what a little love can do. Just give it a few weeks, and she's blossomed. What we've learned about this absolute beauty is we think she's a little over 3 years old. She's absolutely sweet and loving. She took a bath immediately because she knew she needed some help, and she appreciated it. Oh, I love when they do that because then their recovery is so much quicker. And then she loves to engage in conversation and affection, and she'll make an amazing addition to the right person or couple or family. She's absolutely wonderful. She's been with us now about 8 weeks, and she came in as a stray, and she can't wait to meet you. She's this creamsicle, orange and white, beautiful feline. She, like everybody, is spayed, vaccinated, tested, and microchipped before they leave our facility. So if this girl grabs your heart, you're just lifts you up, call us today. We'd love to talk to you about again. Sophia the First at 803-802-0902. She is absolutely stunning.
Yeah, the before and after pictures are worth the price of admission, and we're showing those right now on CN2, so check those out.
Awesome.
Great, yeah.
And you can tell, she almost looks like, the only thing I could relate it to is like mange.
Yeah, that's exactly what I almost said, but I didn't want to insult the cat or you all over there at the Humane Society. But yeah, it looks like she has the mange. She just looks matty and matting. She doesn't look good.
If you touched her, everything was bumpy.
Mm.
Everything was bumpy, and it just was enraged in inflammation. Mm. It was just something.
Now she's got a beautiful coat.
Oh, she loves to be touched. She's like, touch me, I'm beautiful.
She's the coat of many colors.
She is absolutely stunning. Oh, and then we've got the dog of the week. Oh, my word. You know, people who know Huskies, even if you watch some, like, Facebook reels on Huskies, they are hilarious. They are dramatic creatures. I mean, just the telenovas of all dogs. truly.
Love it.
Oh, my word.
You're great.
And that they named him Wild Cherry is hilarious. It is a dude. Oh, that's so funny. But this dog is awesome. But he is a true husky to the T. And you see the picture where his teeth are showing?
Yeah, I was like, is that an underbite or an overbite? Is that just...
Do you know what that is? That is him being so dramatic on the glass of his kennel. Like, oh, dear God, help me. He's so funny. He just makes you giggle. He will bring such laughter to your life. I can guarantee that. He's standard husky size, about 55 to 60 pounds, and he's about 3 years old, much like our beautiful Sophia. He has an adorable, playful personality, and I'm telling you, if that doesn't melt your heart, his smile will. He's such a character. He loves his squeaky toys. He likes to play with other dogs, which is fantastic. He's super smart. Most huskies are. They have quite the intelligence. That's why they talk so much. And he has plenty of energy. He actually went to the Zoom room training, and he's doing just amazing. But what we're looking for is definitely someone with husky experience, because this little man likes to be free. So he needs someone engaging with him, training with him, you know, that keeping them completely engaged with you so that he is just a perfect tenant and family member at your home. He will keep you entertained. He will make you laugh. He will give you snuggles. The energy, he just is all of that. So if you are a husky experienced person, oh, my gosh, call us about this goofball. again, they've named him well. Cherry, you can change that. And you can give us a call at 803-802-0902. We'd love to talk to you about our babies. They just melt our heart. Then we've got What's the Scoop? And anticipation is happening. We've got our Christmas store and Halloween store opening soon, September 19th. So mark your calendars. Get ready to shop, 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 because every purchase you make helps one of these fur babies. 100%, which is very fun and very needed. And then if you ask yourself how you can help, you can share our pictures and our stories. You can donate your finances. That helps greatly since we are independent. Give your gently used item to our thrift shop where we turn it into life-saving money. Like us on Facebook and consider fostering. Our needs this week are cat litter. Oh, my goodness, we need it like crazy. We are still in kitten season, and we've got them coming and going as quickly as we possibly can into their forever homes, but there's so many waiting. So cat litter, please. Dry cat food, Purina. Blue bag, preferred. Puppy food, again, Purina. Laundry detergent and trash bags, 55 gallons. If you can find them, that would be appreciated. Drop them off 7 days a week at our facility. And then the best part of the week is our success stories. This is how your people listening have helped us so much. So from January 1 to today, we have placed 124 dogs and 421 cats.
Mm.
Isn't that awesome? We're
doing it. We are doing it, Mary Beth. This is great.
I know. Every month we want to see that just substantially leap in numbers. So thank you. Keep sharing the news and stories and pictures. They speak so much better than us. So share the news. They will definitely get people to call us, and we can then just share their wonderful personalities.
Oh, that's so true. And again, thank you to all the human volunteers. Thank you so much to those who donate either of their time or financially to help the Humane Society of York County, and especially to those fur babies who have just been given a bad shake in life. And the fact that you all are making sure that they're loved and cared for until their forever home is found is just remarkable. So thank you so much for what you all do, Mary Beth.
Oh, thank you guys, too. It takes community, so thanks for joining in and doing what you can and making it happen.
Awesome. We're happy to help, Mary Beth.
Thank you guys so much.
Have a great week.
You do the same.
Have a good one. Thanks, Mary Beth.
Thank you.